Did you play any sports other than rugby?
Gaelic football, which, honestly, if you get the opportunity to play or watch or anything, when I was younger, I was knocking about with a lot of the Irish guys from the Irish club, and they suggested in the summer, come and play Gaelic football. I said, I'll give it a go. Absolutely loved it. We actually got into the National Cup, which included Ireland, and we lost to London by a couple of points. If we'd beaten London, we'd have gone off to play somebody like Galway or something, and we were nowhere near ready for that. But that was fantastic. But when I was younger, I played cricket, I played football. If there was a game to be played, rugby league, we had a quite a successful rugby league team here that nobody really knows about. Jim Breedy's got us involved with. It was all the lads from the All Blues. And we actually won a cup final. The final was played at Stroud against Aberavon, and we slaughtered them, which was great. So yeah, played a lot, but the Gaelic football thing was just the makeup of the game and how you have to move in such, like, I'm sure that was the thing that gave me that little bit of pace that I had. Then obviously that was extenuated by training down at the athletic club and such, I'm doing a bit more of that as well.
Mm. We definitely haven't covered all the ground.
No.
What haven't we covered that we should have?
That's a difficult one, because
feel free.
Well, obviously there are stories, and I've told you a few of the stories, you know, the urban myth stuff and whatever. We could talk about the tours that we had to Jersey, myself and Ron with this team.
Very good, it was.
With Brainer and such like.
With your schoolmaster as well.
Yeah, with Clive Stewart Smith. Yeah, and that was good. As I said, I still do my sevens thing. I like the sevens. We haven't talked about the tens tournament out here that we won, which we watched again the other week, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I played tens quite a bit, so I sort of knew the score, and that was a great day. But
I was very sorry that was a short-lived thing. I mean, I came to each of those and thought it was really entertaining day.
Yeah, but it's sponsors things, and it's you know, you're moving on to professionalism and such like, and the whole makeup, the whole setup of it is completely different now. It's not, you know, a lot of it was, no matter where you went, it was community-based. I mean, we saw a lot here, obviously, because it's Gloucester, and we've got a football team, we've got a cathedral, we haven't really got a lot else. So this is sort of the hub of the city. But you found that when you went up north, when you had a place like Oral, which was always a great night out again. You had Oral, you had Coventry, you had Rugby, you had Leicester. I mean, I used to love going to Leicester. We very rarely did we come away with a win, but the ground, the pitch, the experience, it was like here.
And the size of the crowd.
Yeah, very vociferous crowd and such like, and things like that. And then you would go to the back of beyond and you'd play a game the following week, but it was still the same. You know, but Leicester was one of the grounds, and I absolutely loved playing Bristol. I loved it. It was one of the highlights. With the games against Bristol down there, whether we won or we lost, because a lot of the guys were my age. I knew Hugh Duggan, I knew Rolf Nibbs, I knew Wayne Holm, I knew a lot of them from playing county schools and Colts and such like, and we sat those fantastic nights out. And then when they came up here, we would do the same.
Yeah.
You know, and even though there was this intense rivalry, and I remember being involved with the county, and Mike Rafter was captain, and you know, Austin Shepherd was about, and Big Bob and everybody, Bob Esford. And on the field, they would try and knock lumps out of you. But when everybody came together for the county, people's arms around the old mate. That's one thing. Oh, brilliant. I don't know where that is now. I'm not really in touch with professional rugby and such like. I've had my time, and what a time it was. But I don't know where they are with that now. I see the camaraderie that the Harbury ladies have got, and obviously with the Roses as well, how they all get on and how they gel. And I hope it's like that elsewhere, because essentially that's what rugby's all about. It doesn't matter if I not lumps any of you on the field or you not lumps any of me on the field. We're going to have a point afterwards. And that's rugby. And it, you know, you meet up, you growl at each other, and you have a point afterwards. And in between, we're chasing a ball. Which is more important? Afterwards. To me, afterwards, always is. Because that's where you make friendships.
Were there grounds that you didn't like playing at?
Lydney was difficult over Christmas. Always difficult over Christmas. I didn't enjoy Bath because, again, it was a bog. It was on the banks of the river, obviously, it was a bog. But it was just a nightmare to get to. You know, it was, and I don't think we ever had nights out in Bath. A lot of the places that we went to, I say Bristol, I've said Oral, you know, we went to Wass and Harlequins. We used to have nights out, but I think Bath, we played, we had something to eat, and we left. And stopped at a little shop around the corner and loaded the bus up and left. But I think a lot of grounds that I enjoyed was because we had nights out. I mean, I was a bit of a social animal, so, you know, many a time I didn't even bother getting on the bus in London, and I stayed and I went to Fulham and went clubbing, and I don't know how I was getting home the next day. I didn't actually care at the time. But I'll tell you a story about Plymouth. Actually, we went down, we'd played at Plymouth Albion, and we had beaten them, and I was captain for the day. And I said, right, come on, we're going. Let's go, let's get back to Gloss. Let's load the bus up the booze, get back to Gloss. So I went in, committee, come on, we're going. Yeah, in a minute. Okay, 5 minutes. Back in, committee, we're going. Come on, let's go. Yeah, 5 minutes. And I remember the bus driver got called Nick. Nick, go. What about the committee? They want longer. We're not staying longer. Let's go. And we left, and we left the committee then in Plymouth. Made sure we had the beer kitty off them first, man.
Was that end of season tour?
No, it's a fixture.
Oh, right.
Against Plymouth Albion. Yeah.